you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Not sure what the hell just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
For the first time, Orthodox Jews can buy sexual lubricants that have been declared kosher.
How's that process work? How does something become kosher? Does it get a blessing?
You pray on it, or you do pig's blood on it?
Once again, standing over a vat of lube, and he gives it a blessing.
It didn't come from a cloven hoof animal, isn't that part of it?
Yeah, but you realize you wouldn't stick that in your butt, would you?
Well, probably not.
I guess I assumed all lube was kosher, but apparently that's not the case.
We're bad Jews.
So we need a Hasidic Jew to call us and see what they stick in themselves.
Rabbis from the rabbinical...
That would help.
Help us out. We don't know what we're talking about here.
Rabbis from the Rabbinical Council of California have inspected the company Wet is the name of the company. They're a 52,000-square-foot production plant. They've researched the origins of every ingredient to make sure that none of them come from items prohibited by kosher rules. Sean Smith, the president of Trigg Laboratories, which produces Wet, converted to Judaism after marrying a Jewish Israeli woman. Observant Jews can use whatever is sold on the mainstream market without checking its origins, however, for this particular issue, for a kosher lubricant, but kosher laws do not apply to products for external use. Kosher certification is only relevant to Jews who swallow a product. It's only necessary for the God-fearing who intentionally swallow it. Some strict observers go further and buy kosher products if there's a risk of accidentally swallowing them. So although Orthodox Jews have not been waiting for some kosher certification of lubes, they have been limited in what they can do with them.
So this lube contains no catfish?
I hope not.
For hundreds of years, the Jewish religious establishment has been divided on whether the Earl is allowed, and the rabbis who have approved the lubes have not necessarily spelled out who their certification will benefit. However, you do have 8 flavors from which to choose.
Does the Bible mention flavored oral lube at all?
Not aware of it.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. That's not in there.
Yeah,
not
so
in there at all.
How did it come to be that that was considered sodomy in some states, and I assume that was based on the Bible?
What, oral?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, because isn't that where they get most of their laws in conservative states? It's all derived from the Bible.
Yeah.
Ask if your dad. It doesn't make sense.
Just call your dad.
Everyone has. Yeah. Everyone's got pretty close to the same laws.
Ask your dad about oral and lube next
no,
time you talk to him.
I'm not going
he's
to.
He's a preacher. He would know.
No, he's not Jewish.
No.
But
up until recently.
But he might know a Jewish guy.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't. He's never met a Jew. He's never met a Jewish person in his life.
There were sodomy laws on the books in a lot of states up until recently.
Yeah.
What do you mean up until? They took them off?
Yeah. They finally got rid of sodomy laws in Texas, I think, just a couple of years ago.
We're talking homosexual laws.
Yes. Well, sodomy doesn't necessarily mean homosexual. It just means oral.
It
means butt,
yeah.
Right?
No, it means anything anymore.
Does it?
Yes.
It's all sodomy.
Whatever, we like it.
It's all sodomy to me.
That stuck to the tape. Yeah, it did. Why do you need lube for oral?
Oh, because it's already there, and you might be doing, and you're going around, you're back. Yeah, you're, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that could be an accidental swallow.
Yeah, that's right.
Is what we referred to that earlier.
Heat of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot there was lube there.
Yeah. We had a big conversation about cartoons, characters wearing pants yesterday. It's a great email.
Morning. I heard the third shift replay.
Yep.
Which you can hear exclusively at Omaha.
Z92, yes, you can play that overnight.
Wichita, tell them to play that overnight.
Yeah, yeah, the third shift workers, it's their morning, man.
Tell them to play that overnight.
It's their morning, right.
You were discussing Donald ducking it. Hell, Hanna-Barbera had almost
That's
18.
Pants, no underwear. Yeah. No, shoot me a
shirt, no pants.
That's barebacking it. Shirt and no pants, vest and no pants, bow tie and no pants. Humans don't do the bow tie and no pants, but cartoon characters do.
Hanna-Barbera had almost 18, according to his count. This is Michael, without pants.
This guy's email varies on a borderline's a fetish.
I mean, he really broke it down.
He did. Go ahead.
Todd was right. Snagglepuss wore a bolero, one of those skinny ties. Dixie and Picky.
Oggy, I think the doggy. Word Snagglepuss would keep him wearing pants anyway. Think about it. You know?
And Doggy Daddy, Hokey and Ding-a-ling Wolf, Loopy Lou, the French Canadian wolf who looked like he wore a toque, Quick Draw McGraw, Bob Louie.
I remember those guys.
No pants. Cindy Bear, she was Yogi's girlfriend, had a small skirt on with nothing under it.
Okay, I was right. It is a fetish.
Yep, this is where it turns.
Yeah.
Does that count? Yaki Duck? I don't remember Yaki Duck.
Neither do I.
And I watched everything when I was
a
kid.
Yeah, but there was a lot of peripheral characters on there that didn't quite gain the fame.
Pete Possum. Speedy Gonzalez did not wear pants, but I think his cousin did. That would have been Slowpoke Rodriguez. Underdog did not wear pants. And his alter
Underdog.
Ego, his alter ego, Shoeshine Boy.
Oh, Shoeshine Boy, no pants?
Or glasses with a hat and a matching vest, no pants.
Shoeshine Boy should have his pants on.
Tennessee Tuxedo, no pants. Chumley.
And not the guy from Pawn Stars.
Rocky the Squirrel.
Chumley, right?
Rocky the Squirrel.
Rocky,
no
pants. No pants.
Have a good day, guys. Baker Mike and Soulless Bastard, Deadpool Ghoul.
Thank you for listening, man.
Thank you for watching lots of cartoons.
Weirdo.
I mean, he hit me
Cindy
with some.
Lou, a skirt with no underwear. Cindy Lou, a pretty young bear, right?
When I was a kid.
She's too young for this bang bang.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I would
Well,
watch.
She's also a bear in a cartoon, so if she's in your spank bang.
There's lots of things.
There's lots of things.
Should keep her out of this
age is in there, but it might not be number one. I think a cartoon bear might be one, and then she's too young for the spank bang.
Yeah.
Two.
That's like looking at a puppy and be like, puppy's a little young.
Right. Yeah.
That's also
you
a
threw
puppy.
A cartoon up there. I would watch it. I was just an indiscriminate consumer of cartoons.
Oh, I loved cartoons.
When I was a kid. I couldn't wake up at 8 o'clock to go to school, but by God, I was up at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to watch Heckle and Jekyll, followed by the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour.
Oh.
And then the morning concluded with Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids at 11:30. So I watched 6 hours of cartoons every Saturday morning.
Way up before the parents, exactly. I'm hungover dad walking out in his tidy whities. TV's too loud.
Turn it down. Go ride your goddamn bike.
Hi, Craig.
Craig, I was thinking about you yesterday as I stumbled upon a TV show I'd never seen before. I know there's... But not enough hours in your day.
You're not
going
to see cops anymore.
But there's too many hours in my day, so I can stumble across an HGTV show and hang with it for a little while. But
which one? I watch HGTV all the time.
Did they love it or list it?
Yeah. It's called Good Bones.
Yeah, I've seen that
I have seen that
And
one.
It's a redhead chick that I think you would like.
She's hot.
All-American-looking girl.
Yeah. Good boner, it should be called.
Right.
Yeah.
Perky breasts. And I think the show is based out of Indianapolis.
Yes.
Her name is Mina something.
Yeah, she's cute. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, Craig would like her. Yeah. I would suggest that. I think it comes on about noon.
Does she have both her legs, though? Craig likes one-legged redheaded chick with windbreakers.
Oh, no, she walks upright.
It's a very specific fetish.
It's been around for years on this show, and we have no idea how we got there.
Hey, look, there's a redhead with one leg. Yeah, but where's the windbreaker?
That's it. It was very specific. Came out of the show years ago.
Mina Starciak?
Yep, that's her.
Yeah.
And the episode I saw yesterday, she wore a lot of tank tops.
Oh, I like
with
that.
With sports bras underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
You find that seems to be a wardrobe staple on those HGTV
shows.
Yes,
it does.
Yeah, because
remodeling shows.
The rehab addict chick. always wears the tank
yeah.
tops. What's
I
her
like,
name? Nicole Curtis?
Yeah, and then there's yeah. one that Windy City Rehab, that yeah. chick, she's always wearing tank tops.
The girl that Big Beach Bilge, too, the one chick based out of Delaware, the blonde, is pretty, always pretty
yeah.
cute, too. She's a good-looking girl.
There was even one show, I forget the title of it, but it was based out of Kansas City.
There's one on KC for a while there?
Yeah, okay. You know, hot young chick who was doing remodeling, always wearing tank tops.
Yeah.
Well, they're loose fitting. You can swing a hammer in a tank top.
No, these tank tops were not loose.
No. That's right. I mean, you can move around
a tank top. They give you freedom of mobility.
Right.
So if you Google good bones.
Oh, nude?
Nude.
Yeah.
Just don't scroll down.
Okay.
Just stay right there where okay. you are. That'll be fine. Don't scroll down.
I've just been emailed an image of Speedy Gonzalez, and he's wearing pants.
Is he?
In conflict with the previous
No, email. He said the cousin didn't wear pants.
Oh, that might
he
be.
He said Speedy wore pants, his cousin didn't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's slowpoke.
He was
surprising.
Right.
You'd think the pants would slow him down.
Yeah. True.
No,
I love it that way.
He is that fast.
Yeah, not speedy.
Yeah, but your balls are hanging out, though. Your balls
slowpoke
are hanging
wears
out.
Pants, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he
really?
Just has
little...
Yeah.
But Slowpoke wasn't the cousin. If his other cousin, he would have said Slowpoke Rodriguez. There's somebody else on that show?
I'm not familiar.
That's the only cousin I know of.
I only know
Speedy
of,
Gonzalez.
Slowpoke. And if you're a mouse, the mouse balls really don't get in the way. Mouse balls are
we'll
tiny.
Take your word for it. Yeah, but not on them. You
They're
know?
Proportionate. Mm-hmm.
Proportionate. Balls are tiny on us, except for you, Todd.
I'll have to check it out.
Well, no, it's your sack.
We've been killing mice for a couple of days.
Yeah, small balls in a long sack.
But yeah. I think we got them all, because we haven't had
well,
a kill
check out their
in,
nuts
a,
today.
In a few days. But the next time I kill one, or a trap that I've set kills one, I'll check it out for you.
Have you shot any of them?
No.
Have you tried?
No.
The one hasn't wandered by the fridge. That's why they're safe, you know.
We are no longer discharging firearms in the house.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You didn't want to the first time
either. Well, never intentionally.
All right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was on this date in 2004.
I learned just the other day that my stepson had a similar mishap that I didn't hear about.
This is why I don't have guns in my house, Todd.
So he shot the garage
as
well.
Surprise.
In the same house?
Yeah.
From the same room?
It was a room right next door.
God. Weed and guns don't mix, man.
There was no weed involved in either incident.
Yeah, well,
where did his bullet end up?
We don't know.
So does your house just absorb the bullets that get shot around in there?
This would have been a little east of the fridge.
That garage is dangerous.
Yeah, that's where Nick's gig is in February, by the way, east of the fridge. East of Omaha.
I'll show up in Kevlar.
Yeah, November, excuse me.
Yeah, if you're going to do a gig in Todd's garage, show up in Kevlar.
Or if you're just going to go there.
Yeah, I think the ammo's all spent.
You gotta put on the vest to go get a beer from the garage fridge.
The garage is shot up as it's going to be.
Going to get a beer, everybody. Put your hands up.
Give me one.
For While 2 minutes.
No, you get your own. No. Cover me.
Suppressing fire.
Cover me. I'm going to get a Mick Ultra. That's funny.
It was on this date in 2004, a Michelle Bachmann birthday for Ray Charles.
Happy birthday!
How old were you when you died there, Ray?
68.
No.
13.
No.
Well, he is dead.
Yeah.
Let me see.
He is.
Yeah, let me see if he has a different age. Is he close? Higher or lower?
Higher.
In the middle? Oh, higher than 68?
Higher than 68.
68!
Higher than that, Ray.
You're not listening, Ray.
Hang on here. Okay, higher than 68.
Yeah, Ray. It was higher than 68,
How
Ray.
Old were you when you died, Ray?
44?
Not even close.
I don't know why this is so funny
it's
to
been
me.
I don't know either.
I really
I
don't
know why it's funny to all of us for some reason. Okay, God damn it. Hang on here. I got to find a different spot here and see if it's, I don't know. It doesn't, all my, in my system here, it never says what the age is. I just have to play it. I mean, so I'm just as surprised as anybody else.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about this. I have no idea what it's going to say either.
Oh, 19.
No, oh, damn it, no. Ray. Damn it, Ray.
Not having any luck on the Ray right. Charles roulette here.
Here, let's just do this. Let's do this. Because Ray was, he made it pretty old, didn't he?
Well, he was older than 68.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he was old.
81.
Not quite that far.
82. 83.
The other way, Ray.
Back 84.
Up. I don't think he goes the other way.
85.
Throw it in reverse, Ray. Come on.
86. 87. 88.
Going the wrong way.
He's going the wrong way. You got
89.
Okay.
90.
All right, go the other way there, Ray.
150. 155. 160. 165.
He has no idea.
170.
He's getting closer now, there.
170.
Well, right in between there.
You take care of the one, you mean.
Yeah.
How long you figure Ray sat in the audio booth? Just counting.
Not long.
And what did they pay him for that?
That was the Iowa Lottery.
Yeah, that was a lottery commercial.
Really? Iowa Lottery. That's where we got that. Somebody gave us the, one of our jocks was downloaded the commercial for the Iowa Lottery on our show years ago and just had him just,
that's awesome.
Had him just round all these numbers. We said, you got to load those things in.
Gave
there,
us
man.
The whole session.
Right.
That's great. Like a very rare Ray Charles bootleg.
Yes.
It is. It is. Okay, one more time,
you
want to
hear him count?
How old were you when you died?
60.
He didn't remember. He was blind. He didn't remember how old he was.
He was 73.
Oh, okay.
At the time of his demise.
I don't think he
says
73. I'll find him.
Liver disease. Complications from liver disease in 2004.
Oh, I got to find 73.
I think it's impressive that he was able to be a heroin addict and he's blind.
Do you think someone else shot him up?
Wouldn't they have to?
It's tough to see your vein when you're blind,
because when I've seen that
right?
done in movies, they always have
Good
to
point.
Look at the syringe and flick it and make sure nothing's in there.
I never thought of it that way.
He had to have some help.
Yeah.
One more time, Ray.
19.
Damn it. You're starting to piss me off now.
Yeah, it'd be so much more work.
That's true. If you're a blind heroin addict, give us a call.
Or if you know one.
64.
If you're tying one off.
No. Yeah, if you're the heroin assistant.
Yeah,
you got a blind friend that you injected the heroin in.
Well, you're a dick.
Well,
if you're doing that, you're a dick.
We'll take
no,
that call.
No, well, no, no, no. Yes, I'll give you that.
Because then you're directly responsible. You're a complete enabler. Yeah, you can be a buddy and not enable your buddy by saying don't do heroin. But if you're shooting it in him, you're an enabler.
Okay, but you also know that this may be how it went a couple of times.
He hung out with guys like that. Right?
I'll buy the heroin.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you mean yeah, you got to shoot me up, but I'll buy the heroin for you, too.
Or maybe
I'm going to need that. Yeah.
He kept stabbing himself in the face. Somebody just stepped in and said, let me help you out here.
Because blind people don't know their face from their arm. Okay, that makes sense.
I was aiming for my elbow. I got my cheek. Damn it.
48.
Damn it, Ray. I'm not going to do this all damn day because they're not listed. Or I just put his age in there and get done with a bit.
But it's in there somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure every number between 1 and 150 is in there.
Somewhere.
Well, at some point he starts going by 5.
Yeah.
Right.
In the hundreds.
Yeah.
I love that your friend was like, I've got to get all these numbers to those guys.
Yeah. Oh, It was in the building. It was a commercial.
Yeah.
We ran a commercial for Iowa Lottery.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Powerball nationally.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
And you had to insert we had to locally insert the number to match the
that works.
The jackpot every time.
Yeah, the commercial was the same. The variable
35.
Was the
number.
So what does he count to 300?
I think it goes all the way up there somewhere.
Hell, now it'd have to be like 700. Yeah. Eight. They've gotten to a billion. Or no, that was Mega Millions.
We could kill an hour on a best of show just. Run Ray.
62.
Down to 300.
62. This is annoying you, isn't it, Mike?
Well, I'm the one doing it. I don't have to do it. I don't have to keep doing it. All right, go ahead. It is pissing me off, but I don't think he says that number.
He will.
All right.
We'll find it. Well, this is kind of a big deal. The Chinese car battery giant that supplies Tesla and Volkswagen says that they are ready to produce a battery that can last 16 years and 1.24 million miles.
Somebody's going to kill those guys. The oil companies are still crazy about these. Electric cars would be great for everybody.
Yeah, right now, the current warranties are about 150,000 miles or 8 years.
Right.
This company says 1.24 million miles and 16 years.
I don't know. I've driven a lot of my cars past 1.24 million miles.
No, you haven't.
Well, this is just the battery.
Yeah, I know. But
but the thing they need to improve upon is how long battery. You can go on one charge.
Yeah, and that's what, and that too. I think that they are looking at over 350 miles on this one.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
For most, that especially is. If you don't, you know, obviously, where we live is a little different. You got to drive further.
That's comparable to a
most
tank
people
gas.
Most people don't go anywhere.
Well, a tank of gas is about 250 to 300.
Well, I mean, on highway miles. Yeah. Highway miles, a lot of cars, you can get 300 to a little over.
But it needs to get to the point where recharging stations are as plentiful as gas stations.
Yeah, and when you charge those, how long does it take to charge it?
It depends. They have, like, really fast chargers, and then the regular ones, you got to plug in for... Because I know there's one outside of a hotel in Ogallala, Nebraska, which is right off the interstate. And that's you got to sit there for 45 minutes.
But if you live
that's not bad either.
If you're driving around town, that's what you do. Whatever city or town you live in, you have in your garage.
Yeah.
I just think
if you took it on a road trip, you don't have to stay somewhere overnight while it charges. Right. You can just get a sandwich and wait for 45 minutes.
Or you got to make your plans around, okay, this place has
a
charging station.
But they're fixing it.
This place has a charging station.
It's called the future. It's called the future.
What if you had a battery that lasts for 16 years? You could take that from vehicle to vehicle.
Easily.
Because my buddy once made the mistake of engaging a guy who had a Tesla.
Oh, ask Titus. Titus is a car freak, and he says it's the best car he's ever owned. And he's a car freak.
And they will talk for hours about their Tesla to you. And this guy mentioned that Route 66, the old Route 66, they have charging stations every 150 miles or so.
Cool.
And he's done that road trip before.
There's a bunch behind the steakhouse over by the Funny Bone. A whole bunch of them there.
Now, the one I'm talking about that I saw in Ogallala, it had the Tesla logo on it. So, you know, can other hybrids plug into that?
You know what? Let's make the mistake of asking Titus about next time we talk to him. Because he goes off.
Tesla dudes are like vegans.
Yeah, right,
are.
A compatible system.
Just a plug, man.
Right, if you've got to find a Tesla-only charging
station. I don't think that's how it works, but I don't know. I wouldn't know.
No, I don't know either.
You could just end up stuck on the side of the road.
I think it's a plug.
Maybe they make make an attachment for like the
adapters.
Emergency radios. You can just stand out there and crank it. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't take long to charge the car.
You can practice your casting there, Todd, while you're charging your car.
Right. A little solar-powered unit.
Yeah.
In case you get stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.